There are some incredible videos of winds from Hurricane Ida shearing the roof off of a hospital in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana.
Oh my God! Yo, yo!
Tiles from the roof are lifted and blown away. In fact, there is widespread destruction reported across the state today. So let's check in with another hospital. Dr. Mark Klein is physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Dr. Klein, welcome. And what kind of damage have you been seeing today at your hospital?
Well, fortunately, our damage is not as severe as that you just mentioned. We had some water intrusion on the ground floor of the hospital, including into our brand new building that had opened literally 48 hours before the hurricane hit. We had about 3 inches of water into our new chapel, which hadn't even been used yet, and we had water coming through the roof and through a couple of the elevators, that sort of thing. We lost some flashing off of the roof, but we didn't have any major structural damage at all, and the good news is that the patients and the staff remained safe inside.
Well, thank goodness. One of the problems I'm guessing you're facing, though, is power. Much, if not all, of New Orleans is without power today. How are you doing on that front?
Yeah, we've been on auxiliary power for about 14 hours now, and the city and the energy company really can't give us any accurate assessment of when we might see a restoration of power. We are concerned about that. We have adequate diesel to fuel our generators for now, and we should be in good shape for a number of days to come. We're good for about 5 or 6 days at this point, but we believe that we will be able to get additional diesel in the meantime. But if this were to go on for 7 days or 10 days or 14 days, it would become more problematic for us. Right now, we're powering all of the patient care areas within the hospital, and the non-essential areas are dark.
Do you have a plan if something happens with the generators?
We do. We've made contingency plans and done scenario planning for many, many different things. But we've talked with some of our sister children's hospital institutions, and we do have a backup plan if that should happen. We don't expect it. We have some redundancy where the generators are concerned, and so we think we'll be okay there. The fact is that only about 5% of hospitals nationally are children's hospitals, and so we don't have the luxury of having a number of hospitals in our region that can do what we do. We take care of the sickest kids with the most complex medical problems, and so we would have to reach out to hospitals outside of Louisiana in all probability to help us if that were to happen.
Well, in fact, Doctor, we spoke just a few weeks ago about the number of very sick children who are in your hospital with COVID. Just tell me about your concerns for them. Are you able to treat them in the same way you would have before this storm?
Well, we are, Peter. And, since we last spoke, we had seen some improvement in the situation with respect to COVID. You recall that the governor and the mayor of New Orleans both had instituted mandatory indoor masking policies. The governor's order included schools and children as young as 5 years of age. And our test positivity rate had begun to come down. It was down from about 20% to about 13% among children in our outpatient clinics. And the rate of hospitalization has dropped modestly in Louisiana over the past week. So we think that we were beginning to see the benefits of that. Now, whether Ida will undo some of the progress that's been made, particularly if people are congregated in shelters with or without masks, remains to be seen. We certainly hope not.
I have less than a minute here, Doctor, but I'm thinking about my own children and what it would be like if they were in a hospital in the middle of this devastating storm, running on generators. How are they doing? Are their parents with them? Are they scared?
Yeah. What we did was we locked down the hospital yesterday morning at about 6 a.m. So we had the children, their parents in most cases, and then a whole bunch of health professionals, team that we had constituted and selected by hand. And so we've been locked down. We will be locked down until at least Wednesday morning to keep everyone safe. And, you know, we're all in it together here. And and the children are doing well. But, you know, it is quite a strain on the families. Many of the families are divided at this point. Some are at home. Yeah. Some are here. And for the health professionals as well.
Dr. Klein, I'm so sorry. I do have to leave it right there, but thank you so much. Dr. Mark Klein at the Children's Hospital New Orleans, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.